April 24. Christ is our life. Colossians 3:4. The priests who carried the ark remained in the river till all the people had crossed over to the other side. Without a single person being left back, all went across. As far as God is concerned, He has made sufficient provision for each believer to possess the inheritance. We may hesitate and think that such a great privilege is means only for people like Apostle Paul or other great persons. But in a way, God is showing us that those who out their faith in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ can have their share in the inheritance, not by depending upon their own human abilities, but by faith they can surely claim the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ for themselves. In Colossians 3, 9 and 10, Paul writes about putting off the old man with its deeds and putting on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of God. Crossing the river indicates that the people of Israel had to put off the old life and were entering into an entirely new life. So we say by faith that the Lord Jesus had put away the old man with sinful nature, and also claim by faith the newness of life which He manifested in His rising again from the dead. By that life we can be prepared for receiving the heavenly inheritance. Just as we need food for physical strength to carry on our daily tasks, we need the life of our Jesus Christ to be able to shoulder our different responsibilities and to overcome various temptations. If we do not eat properly, our body will not cooperate with us. Also, it is not possible to eat once for all and be strong for a long time. Our bodies are so made that we have to eat two or three times a day. The same is true spiritually also. In order to be strengthened, we must take by faith the life of our Lord Jesus. We can tell Him day by day, "Lord, Your life is my life. I want that life for this day's duties and activities." In this way we can be strengthened and overcome our weaknesses. Otherwise we are bound to fail and remain weak.